time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group, and that must mean it's time to talk about another culture connection coming up Thursday, the 14th, starting at 6 o'clock. We've got a couple of bands, and you know what? I've listened to one, and they sound really good, and the other one I'm not really sure about, but a lot of people out there will be happy because they are a country and western band. So, Laura, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk culture connection. You guys had a great one last weekend. Last week, of course, we had the Deltas in town, and they blew the roof off the place, as they always do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we had people out there until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and the Deltas are a favorite here in the area, and they're always a lot of fun. So this week, we've got a couple of bands, one out of Utah County called Grimwood. They're kind of an alternative band. Mm-hmm. And then you've got JD and the Brass Saddle Band that's coming to us from Salt Lake, and they're the country western band. So let's talk about Grimwood for just a moment.
Yeah, we're excited to have Grimwood over here in Price. We had a request of getting some rock bands, so we wanted to bring them. Like you said, they're like an alternative rock, kind of like we talked about, like One Republic, things like that. They played at a lot of the famous venues up in Salt Lake County, and this is going to be their first time here in Price.
So get out there, get there early. Once again, they'll take the stage about 7. They'll go from 7 to 8.
7 to 8, yeah.
And then we'll switch the stage, and it'll be for JD and the Brass Saddle Band. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're super stoked for them. They are the country band we're bringing. We also got a lot of requests about country music. So we hear you, and we brought a country band out from Salt Lake.
And they'll be a lot of fun. They'll take the stage about 8:30 and go the rest of the evening. And, you know, the one thing that we talk about is, yes, you'll have some food vendors there and stuff like that. But you know what? Let's talk about getting down early and heading down there, maybe 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock, and hit up, you know, some of the businesses on Main Street. Maybe go have dinner down there at like Juniper or Mecca or something like that.
Yeah.
And just kind of explore Main Street there in downtown Price. That's a great way. And I think really that gets back to the heart of culture connection, too, because that's what this is all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's really cool because when you are walking down Main Street, you can hear the music from Culture Connection. When you're eating outside at Juniper's, you know, walking back from Club Mecca, things like that. It's a vibe. It's a total vibe.
And take your time once again. Mm-hmm. Get there early and just go and kick back, relax, grab you something to eat, and then walk Main Street. Maybe check out some of the downtown businesses that are there. And you know what? Maybe you'll be surprised at what's on Main Street. Maybe you haven't been on Main Street for a while.
That's true.
And just check things out. And so do that. So coming up again this Thursday night, the 14th, at the Peace Gardens, it is Culture Connection Grimwood. They'll take the stage once again about 7. They'll play till 8 o'clock. And then JD and the Brass Saddle Band will go from 8:30 for the rest of the evening. Get there early, right, as always. Well, once again, you said you had a big turnout last weekend.
Huge.
So maybe get out there early and bring your chairs, bring your blankets. And the best thing about this is that, you know what, we've got a couple of things. One, you could actually go and hang out at the museum because the museum's open until 7 now, correct? And
yeah.
How's that been going?
Really good. We see a lot of people going through into the museum, checking it out, to and from. Yeah, it works great.
So go check out the museum. Go grab you something to eat. Grab a chair. Grab a blanket. Sit and get back and ready to relax for Grimwood and JD and the Brass Saddle Band this Thursday. Now, next Thursday is a pretty exciting one.
It's pretty unique.
It really, really is. Let's talk about that for just a moment as a kind of a tease. Who are we getting next Thursday?
So we are having the 23rd Army Band.
And these are always fun. You always get a lot of people out for them. And I guess the 23rd Army Band, from what I was reading, is actually the Utah National Guard band here in the state.
Yeah, from what we understood. Yeah.
So lots of great, you know, marches and fun and patriotic stuff, and get out and just have a great time. That's another thing about Culture Connection. Just get out and enjoy it. And you know what? Have a great time with the 23rd Army Band. That's going to be next week, the 21st. But this week, Laura, who do we got again?
Grimwood and JD in the Brass Saddle Band.
All right. So make your plans now. Get on down there early. Culture Connection in the Peace Gardens. And for more information on things like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.